Good morning. I'm Jeremy Loeb. It is Thursday, and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Allison, it's a safe bet that although it's June and the gardening season is well underway, there's still plenty to do. What are some of the things gardeners might be tending to at this time?
Oh, gosh, where to start? Well, a lot depends on where in the garden you're putting your focus. So the season for taking on anything major with the lawn, for instance, is pretty well past. We don't recommend fertilizing or any type of seeding or renovation until September. So mowing is pretty much about it.
What about in the landscape garden?
Well, we often think of pruning only in the winter, but late spring flowering shrubs can be trimmed back after the flowers fade, and pruning out any dieback from hybrid rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurels, and blueberry can be done now. And of course, any time is a great time to prune anything dead out of trees and shrubs. Also, gardeners who might maintain hedges often will trim them now to shape them up and get them under control.
What about summer flowering plants? Is it too late to plant annual color?
Well, there are a few things. Fast maturing annuals like cosmos, zinnias, marigolds, and small sunflowers can be sown from seed now for late summer color. And if you remove faded flowers from plants like coneflower and Shasta daisy, you can get them to rebloom. A lot of gardeners pinch or cut back perennial chrysanthemums before mid-July to encourage more blooms and stockier plants. Definitely watering new plantings is important during the first growing season as they get established. And checking those hanging baskets for water, maybe even daily, may be necessary as the season progresses.
By now, for many people, the vegetable garden is beginning to produce. What can be helpful to support good production?
Well, once plants start to produce vegetables, it's really good to just check them and harvest regularly. Things like cucumbers, squash, and green beans should be checked at least daily to keep the plants producing. They also mature quickly and are best when harvested young and tender. Use two hands to pull beans and cucumbers. This helps avoid breaking the plants and stems. Some crops are heavy feeders or long season and most likely will benefit from another dose of fertilizer or compost, say about 5 to 6 weeks after planting or when the fruit starts to form. And you always want to water the garden early in the day to allow the foliage to dry before nightfall to reduce the chances of disease.
You've mentioned before about using cover crops. Is this a good time to think about that?
You know, I do. In fact, if there's any open space in the garden, like once the spring crop is done or if something doesn't work out, these gaps in the garden can be planted with a short season summer cover crop until the fall garden goes in. Things like buckwheat, millet, oats, southern peas, and even soybeans are great examples of the summer cover crop options. They'll continue to enrich the soil and stabilize it until the next planting comes along.
Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent for Buncombe County. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.